Barhead, the Barhead and District Indigenous Committee will have to wait a little longer to learn whether their request to use the Agrena for the upcoming National Indigenous Peoples Day and Truth and Reconciliation Day has been granted. Town of Barhead councillors decided to table the request from the committee, made through Barhead and District Family Community Support Services, FCSS, Community Development Volunteer Coordinator Darren Flemmer, via letter until they get more details about the request. He added that last year, for National Indigenous Peoples Day, the municipality donated the use of the Agrena, and the committee hopes that the council will once again consider donating the facility. The event had been scheduled for Cecile Martin Park, but the committee asked the Parks and Recreation Department if they could use the facility as the weather forecast was unfavorable. The committee has 11 members representing several community organizations, including Alberta Health Services, Blue Heron Support Services Association, Barhead Pregnancy Care Center, the Ripple Connection Support Center, and members from the Indigenous community. National Indigenous Peoples Day, June 21, is a day for all Canadians to recognize and celebrate the unique heritage, miscellaneous cultures, and outstanding contributions of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples. Canadian Governor-General Roméo LeBlanc proclaimed the day, first named National Aboriginal Day, in 1996 after years of consultations and statements of support by various Indigenous groups. Truth and Reconciliation Day. The day is held annually on September 30 to honor the survivors, their families and communities of the residential school system. Count. Rod Klumpf suggested that instead of granting the facility to the committee at no charge, that council, if agreeable, as per council's unofficial policy in recent years, make a financial donation in the exact amount for the Agrena rental on the condition that the funds would be used to rent the facility. Mayor Dave McKenzie interjected that he did not believe council officially approved the committee's request. The request to use the Agrena came at the last minute, and it wasn't being used for anything else, so we just allowed them to use it, he said. Count. Anthony Oswald, one of the council's representatives on the FCSS board, said he believed the committee would also ask for a monetary sum in addition to the rent-free use of the Agrena. Klumpf asked Oswald if he knew the committee would request a monetary donation. We don't make motions on maybe, he said. Oswald could not answer the question, replying, nothing had been written in stone. Klumpf then moved to table the request, saying the council should ask the committee if they would make a subsequent monetary request. If they were, it would make more sense for them to be made simultaneously.